Ammonia, otherwise known as NH3, is an essential component in our modern economy, yet the process for making it up until now has required huge amounts of fossil fuels and infrastructure. However, this may be about to change as a new process for making ammonia locally and effectively was developed right here at Sydney over at the University of Sydney. Professor PJ Cullen is one of the leading forces behind this new development and joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Good morning to you too.
This is very exciting stuff. What led you and the team to start on this field of research?
Well, we've been working in the area of plasma for around 25 years. And I should say plasma is technically called the fourth state of matter, but ultimately it's just an excited gas. And people know it from obviously lightning, fluorescent tubes, TV, the old TVs and the stars.
What's the usual process for making ammonia?
Well, it's a process called the Haber-Bosch process. It's extremely important. It actually feeds the world. So the current process couldn't sustain the population without it. It's a process that takes high temperature, uses high temperature and pressure. It takes nitrogen from the air and then it bonds that to hydrogen, which it takes from natural gas.
And then you've got ammonia. But this new process that you're working on differs from that somewhat.
Yes, we only use electricity. We don't use the high temperature and the high pressure. We take air. We use the electricity to break that air, similar in the way that lightning breaks down the air. And you'll notice after a thunderstorm, you can smell the air from the storm. It's those reactive species that we then take and we pass it to an electrolyzer. And that gives us the ammonia without having to rely upon temperature and pressure, which in turn allows us to electrify the process and also decentralize it.
I don't want to shock you too much, but I'm not a scientist myself. But I'm assuming from what you've said to me that this new method that you've got here is one of those things that could sort of be a bit more environmentally friendly, if you will.
That's it. Although it's an amazing process, arguably the most impactful process that has ever been discovered due to obviously feeding the planet, it has a number of limitations. The big one being CO2. So that natural gas that I mentioned is taking the hydrogen and releasing all that CO2. So much CO2, it's around as equivalent to all of air transportation.
Oh, wow. Hey, what is ammonia used for in the modern economy and modern world?
The main use is fertilizer, as I mentioned, because plants typically, most plants can't generate their own nitrogen. So therefore, you need an artificial process to do so. So around 80% of the world's ammonia goes to fertilizer. The second big use is explosives, particularly here in Australia. So we use ammonium nitrate in order to blow stuff up in the mines.
Yeah. I don't know if I should be letting people know about how they can blow stuff up, but certainly that food production thing has some relevance to the audience. What do you feel is the significance of this discovery? Is it sort of one of those things where if it's scalable, the sky's the limit?
Pretty much, there's many benefits. Obviously, moving away from, you know, getting rid of the CO2 from the process. And you know, when you look at it, obviously, we have nitrogen. It doesn't make sense that we have CO2 being released in that system. The other big issue is that in order for it to work at scale, you have to have cheap natural gas. So therefore, countries such as Russia, China, India are the big producers. So then we ship this product around the world. But if you think about it, we're really shipping nitrogen, which is all around us, in order to grow crops. And that has led to this global supply chain. So bulk shipping of materials also releases CO2. But it also opens up this issue with regards to supply security and the price. So during things like COVID or geopolitical tensions, we see this spike in the price of fertilizer, which in turn obviously dictates the price of food.
This is amazing stuff. If people wanted to find out more about your research, Professor, where would you direct them?
Well, we have a startup. We're trying to translate this, obviously, you know, from the lab into real-life applications. So we have a startup company called Plasma Leap Technologies. You can look us up, follow us on LinkedIn. And then ultimately just, you know, support our people from the farming community or regional communities. We're very interested in talking to them because we're starting to test the process and the product on farms.
Professor Cullen,
in regional communities.
This is amazing stuff. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning. I'll put links up to your research and how people can find out more on the website. But I really appreciate you joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast. That is totally awesome stuff. Using lightning to make ammonia out of thin air. Just beautiful, beautiful stuff. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day.